Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Monday, March 20th, 4 days of blissful basketball are over. Brackets are busted for a lot of people. Not me. You guys will not believe this. We got a lot to talk about the tournament. Even if you don't like the tournament, it's fun. I'll talk about some fun stuff. I'm leading two bracket challenges, which is the great news. The bad news is we're out of the Calcutta, which is devastating. St. Mary's goes down. FDU put up a good fight, but they ultimately went down. The Calcutta is a very sore subject. But all in all, it was an incredible weekend of basketball. Not only that, but my daughter's fourth grade basketball team, we got to the semifinals, but there was only four teams, so all four teams make it. It's the semifinals. And we played probably our best, most complete game of the season. And we roll to victory. It was awesome. Every kid on our team scored. First time that's happened, including one girl who's never played basketball in her life. She was thrilled. It was awesome moment. Now, of course, the tough part is, listen, I should say this because I know the opposing coach listens. He's a Seattle Seahawks fan. He was getting on me about shaving the stuff in my head. I know he listens. Listen, his team is solid. They were missing their best player. This is youth basketball. She fell off a swing this week and like busted up her teeth, so she had to get braces, and they said, you can't play contact sports. So their point guard, you know, good player, could not play, which is kind of, it stinks. I was like, anyway, so it was an easy game. We will play in the finals, and unfortunately, we're going to be down three players. Two of them are very good. One of them is our best player. It's going to be a tough one, but we're going to give it our best, and ultimately, you know, it comes down to coaching, as everybody knows out there. So very excited for that next weekend. In addition, my son's team, we got a bye to the semifinals. We play on Saturday. Title game is on Sunday at my son's middle school, so, like, it's going to be a basketball-filled weekend next weekend. Very pumped. This past weekend, I mean, listen, Rob, I don't know how much World Baseball Classic you watched. There was a lot of excitement on social media. I was just so locked into the tourney that I didn't really get to watch any World Baseball Classic. I watched zero NBA. I've seen the Austin Reeve highlights this morning. He went bananas against Orlando. Whoop, woo! Austin Reeves, 35 points. Hooray. Lakers win. I don't know what happened in the NBA all weekend. I will talk about one NFL signing in the NFC, and I love this team next year. I've talked about them. They added a good position. We'll get to that later. But I thought I'd start with the tournament. This is how bonkers March Madness was. You have remaining a 16 I'm sorry, no, a 15. Princeton is a 15 seed. You've got a 9. You've got an 8. You've got a 7. You've got a 6. And you've got 2 5s all in the Sweet 16. It was a bloodbath on Saturday and Sunday. Listen, Friday, obviously, Purdue goes down. I was texting with two buddies who went to Purdue. One of them played basketball for them back in the day. All they were doing was just taking a massive dump on Painter. And I'm not going to go 10 minutes on should Matt Painter lose his job. But talk about, like, underperforming in March. He's been there for a while. He got there in 2005. Still has not been to a Final Four. He's been to an Elite Eight. Remember the Carson Edwards team that was just super fun? They were awesome. He's been to 3-4 Sweet 16s. And again, how many years is it? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like eight, almost 17 seasons. Now, one was canceled with the COVID. At some point, you got to get to a Final Four, right? Like, the problem with Purdue fans is they don't like how Painter is unyielding. You have a 7'4" guy in Zach Edey. You're facing the smallest team in the NCAA tournament, and you didn't go zone? They played man-to-man. They kept putting Edey in action. By the way, I think Edey's a pro. I don't think he's a lottery pick. I think he could be an NBA player, serviceable, 7'4". I don't think he's, like, going to be a superstar. In fact, I would tell him, dude, stay in college. Make a lot of NIL money. And I think you could enjoy, because I don't know what he is as a pro, Rob. He's 7'4", but he's not really mobile. And if this was 1989, Zach Edey is like a top 10 pick. But what is he in the NBA? I know he can be a factor down low, but look at the guys who are 7-footers. Unless you're super athletic or can shoot threes, NBA don't want you. So I don't know what to make of Zach Edey. What do you say, Rob?
You're totally accurate. I guess the one saving grace, I know that's not apples to apples comparison, but the one guy who you can say recently who's come in kind of a plodding, oversized big man, but has been very impactful, Walker Kessler. Right?
Blocking machine, yeah.
So if he can do that, I'm not saying that he can, but if he can, then he can have a nice, solid, you know, 8-year, 10-year NBA career, just being big and long and a big presence. You know, we'll see. I mean, this past weekend wasn't a good indicator of his NBA prospects, given how he was kind of, I'm not going to say cooked defensively, but he was definitely taken advantage of,
right?
You know, to put it lightly. So we'll see how we can do. And but I think you're right. I think staying in college would be great for him.
But then the counter is, well, what if he gets hurt? What does he have left to prove? He was the Big Ten Player of the Year. I think he was first team All-American, maybe second.
But he also just started playing basketball. Like, I mean, there was a big feature on CBS that he had only started playing, I think, he was a sophomore in high school or something like that.
Yeah, he's a late to the game, but Kessler's interesting. Now, he's a little more athletic and bouncy. He's playing 22 minutes a game for the Jazz. I didn't realize that. Shooting 72%. He's certainly going to be first-team all-rookie. He's been outstanding, a find for Utah. Edie's a little bit of a tougher sell. Like, you know, Kessler in a workout is going to be agile and moving and probably throwing down nasty alley-oops.
Well, relatively, relatively, yeah.
I don't want to say there's a little Yao Ming in Edey, but do you feel that vibe minus the, you know, portal to Asia?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's definitely not as skilled as Yao.
I guess
Yao
a portal to Canada, you could say.
Yeah, but in just terms of the physical, you know, archetype, the big kind of plodding, just the size, the girth, the height. Yeah, I think Yao's a fair comparison with Edey for sure. Absolutely.
So Purdue goes down. That was a good game, not a great game. I think the greatest game, for whatever reason, I was smitten with Arkansas-Kansas. One of the reasons that I dropped out of that other Calcutta was because our group really wanted Kansas. And I was like, I like Arkansas in that matchup. I have them in a lot of my brackets. Arkansas delivered. That team was relentless. Devo Davis, he was on the team 2 years ago, and I remembered him. I'm like, this lefty, quick, man, he's nasty. And then last year, he was kind of invisible, kind of finding his space on that team. And all of a sudden, he was back. I think he scored like 20-something points in the second half. And that was a tough loss for Kansas, leading for the majority of that game, and then Arkansas pulls it out in the end. I thought that was maybe the best game. I think any Gonzaga game, Rob, is pretty fun. Drew Timmy. And that incredible stat that they showed on the broadcast, he is now the 7th player in NCAA tournament history with 20 or more points in 9 tournament games. Now, 9 tournament games eliminates a lot of guys. Like, Carmelo Anthony played 6 tournament games. Kevin Durant, I think, was 1 or 2. I don't know if you remember if they lost in the first round or second, but he was out early. So a lot of these stars didn't play a lot. So here's the list. Drew Timmy and his handlebar mustache joined. Bill Bradley of Princeton, Elvis Hayes of Houston. Those guys are way before my time. But these other names you'll know. Rip Hamilton of UConn, had a great NBA career. He's actually in our ownership group for the New Zealand Breakers, who lost in the finals last week. Danny Manning, Danny and the Miracles. Glenn Rice, oh, I could still remember that run that Glenn Rice went on. And Corliss Williamson, a.k.a. Big Nasty. Here's the good thing. Rob, all of those players had good NBA careers. Now, I don't know much about Hayes and Bradley in the NBA, but the other guys are modern, and I know they played in the NBA. I don't know what to make of Timmy. Like, can he be a small ball five? He hit a three-pointer, his third of the season, in the win over TCU. Again, he is a quintessential college player you want, right? Stays in school, doesn't get in trouble, doesn't like adjust his game to what he thinks the pros want. He's like, I'm just going to beat you up down low. I'm going to dominate. I've got good footwork. And Gonzaga rolls on. Now they play Rob G's Bruins. I know you're nervous about this matchup, Rob.
Not for anything that Gonzaga does. I'm nervous because UCLA seems to be the walking wounded right now. Yeah. That's what I'm more worried about. Gosh. I mean, Clark's already been out with the injury since the Pac-12 tournament.
Yep.
Their big man is dealing. He has a facial mask, which is never a good sign for a college athlete when he's walking around with it and he's masked. And then Singleton, one of their best shooters, rolled his ankle like in the last 10 seconds of the game.
Yeah,
you know, over the weekend. So that's what I'm more worried about. Drew Timmy, I mean, you laid it out perfectly. He is a fantastic college basketball player. I don't see him even making an NBA roster next season.
Jeez, that's harsh, man. I
mean, he's listed at 6'10", which means he's closer to 6'8".
Okay.
He's listed at 235, which means he's probably 230, probably 225 even. Unathletic, can't run, can't jump. It's got great footwork, but what is a 6'8"?
Let's not say he's unathletic. Like
He
looked okay on the fast break against TCU.
Okay. What is a 6'8", 230-pound small ball five who can't jump going to do in the NBA?
I guess you would the play on Timmy would be, I'm going counter to what everyone says. If the entire league says, nope, we don't want this guy, I'm going to find a way to utilize him, right? The counterintuitive option where it's like nobody thinks Drew Timmy, a two-time All-American who's dominant in college. Like, let's remember, I know it was a long time ago, Christian Laettner, everybody's like, I don't know how good this guy was in the NBA. He averaged a double-double, I think, for four seasons in the NBA. Guy had like a 10-year NBA career. Might not have won a lot, but you're telling me there's no value at all in adding Drew Timmy to the end of an NBA roster?
It's a totally different NBA.
It is. It is very different, but I mean, I'll ask it right now. Who? And I'm just going to bring in the Lakers to it. Give me the Lakers' best low-post offensive players.
Anthony Davis.
He's fading away on shots, but yeah, I'll give you that.
LeBron James.
Okay. Jared Vanderbilt is not a, no, has no low
not
post.
Not an offensive
Wendland
guy.
Gabriel, you cannot give it to
Rui Hachimura, your guy, is a good low post player.
Okay. I think he's better known for stretching the court.
He's good. He's a great mid range shooter.
Right.
Yeah. Probably D'Angelo Russell is probably the next guy. I think he's probably the next best guy, which is not saying a lot.
Yeah. Again. I don't know how much value he has, but you know, you want to in college. Sometimes they'll have like a program guy at the end of the bench. He gets good grades. He's going to work his ass off at practice. He's going to guard the best player because he's just a hound and he wants to play and he loves basketball. Those are program guys. There's got to be some room on an NBA roster for a program guy. I feel like anytime everybody's saying no, I'm gonna go the opposite way and bet. I'm not saying he's gonna be a star or even an all-star or any of that, but I think, dude, you've got to find room on a roster for Drew Timmy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is Thursday night, Rob, in Vegas. I don't know if you're going to pop over on the private jet with the friends PJ. And family. Gonzaga, UCLA, in Vegas. It's the late game. The other early game is Arkansas, UConn, which should be freaking awesome. Connecticut is favored in that one. They're big kids. Senelgo. I'm in a player pool because I love March Madness. He was my second pick. My first pick was Filipkowski of Duke, who's bounced. But this guy, Senelgo, and I'm butchering his name, I'm sure. The big dude. I mean, he is unstoppable in the post. I don't know how Arkansas handles him. But Arkansas' style, their guards are better. That's going to be a great game. The other Thursday games, Michigan State, which took down Marquette. Marquette played like ass. Oh, I raved about Tyler Kolek. And really liked the kid, the white point guard, not heralded out of high school, and then goes to prep school, and everybody's like, whoa, how do we miss on this guy? And he was like the Big East player of the year. He had a brutal game, two early fouls. I think he had six turnovers. It was just a tough one. Sparty advances against Kansas State. I will say, Rob, if you're looking for making a list of the most electric players in the NCAA tournament, I don't know how much you watched of it, but this kid, Marquise Noel, all 5'8" of him, is unbelievably fun to watch. Nobody can stay in front of him. He's just one of these Harlem point guards who is jitterbug quick. I don't know how Sparty hangs with him. Michigan State's just, I don't think they're going to be able to. I like Kansas State. Now, the market hates Kansas State. They hated them in their first round game. They hated them in the second round game. All they did was win both of them. I think I'm going to be riding with Kansas State Thursday. Haven't totally dug into that game yet. The other one is Florida Atlantic against Tennessee. Now, Tennessee took down Duke Saturday. And I took a big L because that bracket pool I'm leading, I have Duke winning the championship. I guess there's a slim way I can win it. A lot of people have Houston. The guy who's in second has Texas. It's weird. I've been nails on the brackets. I nailed a lot of these games, and I did not have Tennessee beating Duke. Tennessee missing their point guard, but I mean, they put a defensive clinic on. Now, that game's in New York City. No, like, advantage either way. I couldn't really find one. I do think Michigan State travels well. And I think the Garden could be Michigan State heavy. Although the point guard of Kansas State is from Harlem, so maybe that element creeps in. The Friday games, Rob, and again, you know, we'll see how good they are. San Diego State, Alabama. Tough not to like Alabama, but San Diego State will just grind you to a halt. Miami, Houston. I don't know how much you saw of Miami's guards. They just annihilated Indiana. They are quick and tough. Jim Larrañaga, former George Mason coach. I think I went to a Jim Larrañaga basketball camp when I was a kid. That's how old this guy is. they're going to play with Houston. Now, the game is in Kansas City, so I guess that's not that bad of a drive for folks from Houston or flight. They might need it. The other game, Princeton, ugh, Creighton. I like Creighton in that one, but not at double figures. And then Xavier, Texas in the final matchup. Rob, any player or team jump out to you? What did you think of Brandon Miller?
Well, that's actually who I was going to bring up. When you mentioned San Diego State, their style of play, I think, is conducive to tournament success. They might always have the most talented roster, but their style of play is going to keep them competitive in these style of games, absolutely. And even though I have Alabama winning this game in my bracket, and even looking forward into this game, I have them winning it, even having said that, you got to be a little bit concerned about Brandon Miller. The groin is obviously bothering him. He had 0 points in the opening round. Most recently over the weekend, 5 of 17 shooting. I know he finished with 19, so it looked okay.
Hit a couple big shots.
Yeah, but he just did not look like himself. And if he is not, they said he was 80%. I don't believe that. I think he's probably closer to 65, you know, just by watching the game. If he is not, this long gap doesn't get him over that 80%, 85% threshold, Alabama's going to be in trouble because they have a good team, but I don't know if you can withstand your best player being that ineffective as we get deeper into the tournament. You know what I mean? Like, you brought up Drew Timmy a few minutes ago. The reason why Gonzaga is in the Sweet 16 is because Drew Timmy has showed up in a big way.
Yeah.
Anytime they needed him in big crunch time moments, early to get off hot starts, when TCU was kind of making a little bit of a comeback, they go right to Drew Timmy on the block. He settles it down, gets a basket. If you can't count on that from Brandon Miller in Alabama, that gives you cause for concern. That definitely opens the door for San Diego State to pull off a big upset.
Yeah, the thing about Miller, and I think this is going to start to wear on him, is all the questions about the shooting and him being told, hey, can you go get me this weapon? And he went and got it. And all, I just think all of that, plus the injury, plus the NBA draft, which we'll get to in a sec, I think all of that's going to start to probably get into his head a little bit. Remember, the media only gets larger the deeper you get into the tournament. So now you have 3 days, or 4 days, I guess, and Alabama is going to be inundated with questions about what's going on. Because, listen, you know the media wants to go there. They don't want to ask about Brandon Miller's NBA upside. They don't really care about Quinverly, the point guard who I love for Alabama. They don't really care about all that. They really care about, can we put this Brandon Miller kid on the spot? You know, that, I mean, I feel like it's kind of a game of gotcha. And I understand it. Obviously, listen, someone was killed in this. This is awful. But the guys who were involved have been removed. They're in jail, all that. Like, how many questions can you ask these guys about it before it doesn't start to get in their head? Does that make any sense, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, again, you got to think, these are kids. He's, what, 19, 20 years old? I mean, you have NBA players who have a hard time dealing with this kind of stuff. NFL players, professional athletes who have issues compartmentalizing their personal life and their professional life. Look at Tom Brady. I know this, I had to go all the way off to the NFL.
A good one.
But Tom Brady was dealing with a lot of stuff off the field for, it felt like the first time in his professional career, because we have never heard anything, you know, going on in Tom Brady's personal life, as far as I know, outside of what he had a Trump hat in his locker, didn't answer a question that lasted, what, 48 hours and it was over, not even maybe 24 hours. But this thing with Giselle and his divorce and his kids and all this situation that hung over them like a cloud pretty much all offseason, into training camp and through the beginning of the season. You cannot tell me that even Tom Brady, as great as he is, was fully able to block that out and it didn't impact him on the field. There's a reason why it was his worst season in Tampa Bay this past season, and it wasn't just because of the offensive line, right? Yeah. Tom Brady lost, I think the coach said he lost 15 pounds of stress because he was dealing with so much stuff with his divorce. So what Brandon Miller is dealing with, or has dealt with, or is will continue to deal with, is much more serious than a divorce, right? Yeah. Like, this is a murder investigation that he is a part of. I'm not saying he committed a crime or that he's going to be charged or anything like that, but the fact is that his name is involved. He's going to continue to have to answer questions. And even if he doesn't ask them, they're going to continue to ask him, just like you said. They're going to ask him. They're going to ask Coach Oates. They're going to ask his teammates. They're going to ask his friends, his family, whatever. This is going to carry on with him the rest of the tournament at a minimum. Yeah. So if he's already dealing with the groin injury, he's got that hanging over his head. I mean, it makes sense why the play has been kind of subpar from him so far in this March Madness.
Now, I will say the idea of Alabama struggling after beating Maryland by 22 when Brandon Miller shot 5 of 17 and the team was 6 of 21 from deep. They missed a billion free throws and they still destroyed Maryland. Now, Maryland's not any good. I think they're still in really, really good shape. If you ask me to seed who has the easiest path to the Final Four, I think you still got to say Alabama, but the matchup with Creighton is not a good one if Creighton gets by. The position-wise, they got the big 7-1 kid. They got Kaluma, who I think will match up. And Kaluma, I don't know how much you guys remember the podcast last year. After the tournament, Kaluma had an amazing game in a loss to Kansas. He was all of a sudden like, oh, NBA, this guy looks amazing. 6'7", wingspan, length. And then they add a shooter in the offseason, and they underwhelm for much of the season. They looked incredible destroying Baylor. Incredible. Clicking on all cylinders. Kaluma has had a bad season. This could be the game where he says, I'm still a pro, see? And he's matching up against Brandon Miller. It's not going to be the easy matchup for Miller. I would not be surprised if Creighton took down Bama at all. Those Creighton guards are really good. I have futures on Creighton, and we had Thomas Casale saying, hey, Creighton. Remember Fran Fraschilla last week, keep an eye on Creighton. So I think that's the team you really got to watch. Houston, Texas should be a great game, assuming Houston gets by Miami. And I guess I would say the toughest one to predict is the FAU, Tennessee, K-State, Michigan State. Like, you could make a case for all those, including FAU, which the analytics guys love. I don't particularly think they're that great, but listen, they got lucky to beat Memphis. They had a late comeback against FDU. And now they can face Tennessee. That's a good game. I mean, listen, the games are going to be good. I'm curious as the rating numbers, Rob. I haven't looked at any of them. All I know is I like the tournament. I'm sure a lot of people are like, Jason, can we move on to the NFL draft? And we will. We'll get there. But I just think that the tournament right now is all anything I'm interested in.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft.
I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. There is, however, Rob, of course, because he's always mining for good stories. Rob found an interesting Kevin Durant quote, Rob, when he was asked about LeBron James's son, Bronny, who is his high school eligibility is done, and now he has options. Bronny could go to a prep school for a year and then try to the NBA. Bronny could go to college basketball. He could do the overtime elite. He could do international ball, the New Zealand Breakers. There's a lot of options for high school seniors now. And Rob, I don't have the exact quote.
The quote here, okay. if you need. I got it right here. Kevin Durant talking on the most recent episode of the Etceteras with KD podcast, asked about Bronny James. Here's what he said. There's still some amazing talent in college right now with so many different routes, the OTEs, which is the overtime elites, going overseas, going to Australia. All that stuff is cool. But still, going to college, I feel like that's a great route because it's still on the big stage. You still got to show who you are on the big stage, and the tournament is still a huge thing. He continues, I would love to see Bronny in college instead of going the other route, instead of, and he has air quotes, disappearing for a year in the OTE or Ignite.
I don't know. That's not fair. Disappearing? Disappearing? I don't know. That doesn't seem right. First of all, you could argue college basketball was one of the weakest seasons ever in terms of interest level. Disappear. I'm sure all Bronny's games would be on TV wherever he goes. Duke, Ohio State. What are the options, by the way? UCLA staying out west near his dad, who's playing for the Lakers, right? UCLA would get him, and geez, one of his former teammates, Amari Bailey, goes to UCLA. I guess Ohio State because his dad loves Ohio State. Duke?
Well,
I mean,
his recruitment is spooky because not a single one of these websites, ESPN, Rivals, Yahoo, On3, whatever, none of them know exactly who he's talking to. They're all kind of guessing. None of them say being recruited by or has visited. The only official visit I believe that he's had is Ohio State. So the rumor is that people are speculating is it's going to come down to, if he goes to college, Ohio State, USC, or Oregon.
No UCLA? Only USC?
I don't know. That's just what these websites are saying. And the reason, of course, Ohio State, you know, his dad is a huge Ohio State fan. He had went to
we got that one.
The Shoe. We saw that. Oregon, the Nike connection. And then USC because he would be close to home with the Lakers and his dad. So nobody really knows where he's going. But, I kind of agree with KD.
Disappearing for a year? Well,
let me lay the case out and let you respond. The case being entering this season and up until maybe the last month or so, the consensus top two NBA draft prospects were number one, Victor Wembanyama, Frenchman, number two, Scoot Henderson. Scoot Henderson played really well in the beginning at that showcase in Las Vegas against Big Vic, and he balled out even though Big Vic looked like a freaking unicorn out there, like an alien. He was just dominating. But that was the consensus. It was one and two. And then recently, according to friend of the show, Brian Windhorst, Jonathan Gavoni, pick your favorite draft analyst, NBA scouts and NBA executives, all to a man, have kind of switched over and have said, Brandon Miller is number two. Scoot Henderson is number three. And the reason being is that Brandon Miller has just, you know, basically dominated his level of play all season. Scoot Henderson is play kind of tapered off, and then now he's resting for the NBA draft. So because Brandon Miller is on TV every day, because he's putting in work and he is putting on a show every other night when he's on television, it's easier to get blinded by that rather than Scoot Henderson, who's playing against much better competition. Say what you want about the G League, but they're grown men physically that you have to contend with. You're playing in a system that doesn't necessarily showcase your strengths the way that he would if he went to Kentucky or North Carolina or UCLA, wherever. So I understand Kevin Durant saying, if you go to college, the competition is not as fierce. if you're really that guy and you're that good, you're going to be able to showcase yourself in a way that you never could playing with the New Zealand Breakers or the OTE or the G League.
Right. Well, okay, so that's an interesting argument, but this is fun. So currently the Detroit Pistons have the number one pick. Now, obviously there's the lottery. They might not get it. Number two, Houston. Number three, San Antonio. Charlotte is a little bit of a distant fourth. So, Rob, knowing what you know about Popovich and the Spurs way and what happened with their last draft pick, remember, I've spaced on his name.
Primo.
Josh Primo, right, young guy. Do you think the Spurs will even talk to Brandon Miller? Given what happened, do you think they're bringing that in that their organization?
No. Okay. No.
Scoot Henderson, I mean, I haven't checked the background and all that. By all accounts, he's not done anything in the neighborhood or the galaxy of Brandon Miller. So, I don't know. Maybe this is just talk. Maybe this is executives trying to throw them off the scent of Scoot Henderson because that's who they really want. We know Wembanyama's going one. I like Brandon Miller. I think he's a really good player. Let's see what happens the rest of the tournament. He has not been great. SEC was very good this year, obviously. I would put more stock in a player who is a little bit older. We've seen some older guys really come in and have an impact in the last couple of years. Chris Duarte in Indiana, I know they haven't won anything. Jalen Williams with the Thunder has been a huge impact. We've seen some of these older guys come in and have an impact. The young guys, this is like a lottery ticket to an extent. You don't know how they're going to pan out. There's no practice, right? You got to throw a 19-year-old in with a bunch of 23, 25, 30, 32-year-olds. You got to grow up pretty fast. It's tough, man. Not all of them become the players that they're supposed to, that they project to be. So, I mean, listen, I think you can find a Scoot Henderson. What is he, 6'2", maybe? 6'2", jumping jack of a point guard just about anywhere. Those are not a dime a dozen, but you can find them. Brandon Miller's kind of like a Paul George clone with his length, his kind of slow-mo, his three, his defensive ability. He can handle the rock, run a fast break. Like, he can do it all. He is like the prototypical wing. So Scoot Henderson, is just that position is easier to find guys than it is a Brandon Miller do-it-all wing. So, I still think that Scoot Henderson is going to be fine and the value is probably in him. Over Miller, if you have concerns about, you know, the off-court stuff. But there's a long way to go to the draft, dude. A long way to go. And I wonder if KD's trying to throw a little shade at LeBron. Feels like there's no real love there, is there? Somebody sent me a clip KD talking about his top five players all time, and he was like, Michael Jordan, and he goes, Mike, obviously. And then he had, like, Kobe, and then I think three was, might have been Shaq. And then he had Hakeem Olajuwon. There was no LeBron. There was no Jabbar. It was a little odd. Like, purposely leaving off LeBron. It might be a year old, but nevertheless, LeBron, it was after LeBron won the title in the bubble, that's for sure. Like, KD could have pushed for a trade to the Lakers. Maybe, why doesn't he want to play with LeBron? It's very a little bit odd. You know, remember, he did hang out with Kyrie Irving and followed him to Brooklyn. And Kyrie and LeBron obviously had beef. Now, maybe they've patched things up, but I don't know. I wonder if KD's just throwing a little shade at LeBron and his family.
No, I mean, because if you listen to the full clip, he seems like he's excited to see Bronny's development, you know, because Kevin Durant, basically, he watched this kid grow up, you know, because these guys run in the same kind of circles. Whether they're close now, I have no idea. But you know that he's probably seen Bronny around NBA locker rooms and all-star games and Olympic teams since he was, 4 or 5 years old, I'm assuming, something like that. And as far as the top five thing, I think it's less of a KD LeBron thing and more of a, you know, peer thing. Like, I don't know what Steph Curry has said about who his top five is, but I have a hard time him saying a guy who I compete against, who is my peer, is going to say, I'm going to put him in up there. And a lot of these guys are going to say generations before them because who they grew up watching and they kind of hold them in a higher regard. I think that's where more likely what you would see. That's why you have these guys now coming up, like a Paolo Banchero or you know, they pick your favorite young player. They probably hold LeBron really high because they grew up watching him.
Right. Interesting. It's a tough one for Bronny because can a guy of that caliber, when LeBron is your dad, can you really go to a college like USC where it's in – It's kind of in the hood. And what are there, 70,000 students, 50,000? I don't know the number. There's a million people there. Can you be a normal kid? I just don't know that that's something he that is for him. I mean, you know, people are going to be coming at him all the time. You know, jerks, dickheads, going to be talking trash. Like, not even on the basketball court. I'm just talking about in life. You know, he's LeBron's kid. LeBron's, is he a billionaire or close to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just don't know that that's something, and it stinks for him, but I don't know that he could do something like that, the college experience. Do you think it's even possible?
I mean, think when you're that rich and that famous, you can be as insulated as you want to be. That's what I think.
I mean, I think there's a case that some of these rich and famous kids can be quietly in a, like, if Bill Gates has a kid who's in college, like, Gates is not the most common name ever. Not everybody in the world has to know your dad is Bill Gates. You're not on TV. You're not traveling. You know, you're not. Bronny's what, 6'3", 6'2", 6'5", whatever the height is. Like, you see him walking around campus. Like, if you're Bill Gates' kid or Zuckerberg's kid, nobody's going to really know who you are. Right. I mean, unless you're out there showing
everybody.
I think
Bronny James has more Instagram followers than a lot of NBA players.
How many does he have? I don't think I follow him.
I know it's up there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Huh. Yeah. That's a tough one for Bronny, but... Yeah,
Is this your way of trying to get him to the Breakers? Is that what you're trying to do?
Nah, yeah, that's not happening. But I will say, my guy Tucker Richardson, who came on the pod last week, I know they had a tough game against the Texas Longhorns. I think he's Breakers material. Now, we just, one of our guys, Brantley, who had a great season, just signed a 10-day contract with the Jazz. Fresh out of New Zealand to the Utah Jazz with a 10-day. Gosh, I would have loved a 10-day. I need to wrap up the pod just by giving a shout-out to my men's rec league team, Rob. So I haven't played the last 2 weeks since I got the injury. I think I sent you the video. If not, you probably saw it on the gram. It's not good. But I think I'm getting healed. I'm going to play next week. So, you know, I'm like the GM who put the team together, so I almost demand. I need updates during the game. And I was getting no updates. We're playing a team that... we were trailing last time, and then we came back and beat them. They have, you'll like this, Rob, they have a team in the top league and the bottom league, and they've never beaten us. We beat them all both times last year, and then we beat them now, the first game this season. They wear Bible verses on their jerseys, and then they say a bunch of bad words when they're trailing. It's kind of funny. That being said, all of a sudden the texts start coming in. We were down 20. Then we were down 14 with 9 minutes left. We came back and won. One of our guys got a technical foul, our first technical of the season. And here's a weird rule, Rob. When you get a tech in this league, you have to sit out for 4 minutes for a cool down, right? The tech happened with like 3:30 left in the game, so our guy was out for the rest of the game. But their guy was so angry at what our guy did. I don't know. I guess he ran into him and like kind of held on to him a little bit too long or whatever. The guy freaked out, and he got a tech, and he was their best player. And he lost his mind after that. So he couldn't come back in the game. Anyways, we win, and apparently they didn't shake our hands. They were really ticked off. They needed this to get to the playoffs. We're the number one seed. Rob, I know you're loving this stuff. Men's league, that's where the real action's at,
bro. I love it. I love it. It's great.
By the way, I almost, if we play a championship rematch against the team who's the two-time defending champs, the one that smoked us by 30 in the last meeting, we beat them in the season opener. I may give like a call to action for any LA local fans of the pod, of me, of the herd. Show up at the championship game and give us a shout out. They open the stands up in case people want to come watch. And we may not make the championship. Of course we not. I can't say that, Rob. All right. So, Rob, by the way, let's check in on the eye. How's it feeling, by the way?
It's feeling better. Vision's coming back every day, a little bit more, and hopefully by this time next week, I will be back 100%. Fingers crossed.
Are you able to, like, what do you do in the shower? Do you have to wear goggles?
No. I mean, the infection is cleared. It's just, you know, it's the fogginess of the vision, and it's only on, like, small font print type things. So, you know, you and I doing the Zoom, I can see you clearly, totally perfect. It's when I look at the bottom of the screen when I'm reading, you know, the chat, share screen, that kind of stuff, participants, invite. Right. That's where it gets a little bit fuzzy, but I'll be all right.
Good to hear that you're back on the mend. I mean, I hope you were able to read all of the Austin Reeves points from Sunday night. I mean, your guy, I saw the hashtag future Laker.
Future Laker,
current
baby.
Laker. What? I don't know.
No, when you play at a certain level, you elevate to future Laker status. There's only a select few of future Lakers in the NBA. So Austin Reeves playing his way into the future Laker tier.
And I'll close out by saying the only bet I made for the Sweet 16 so far, as of this morning, is Kansas State plus 1.5 against Sparty. Nobody likes K-State. Give me my guy Noel going to Harlem. Well, the Garden. I think he's going to put on a show. This kid is awesome to watch. All right, that's it. I think we will have a fun NFL guest tomorrow. Not quite locked down, but hopefully soon. We'll talk to you then.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.